welcome to today's episode of the new science of physical health, where we've got one mission in mind: how to help you and the people that you care about to outsmart sickness, disease, and premature death. Let's dive into it right now in today's episode. Everybody, we're back here at part four, the conclusion of the Perfect Health Lesson. This is a shorter episode, or shorter section, because we're going to wrap it up. The title, The Magical Framework, my real world 10-minute lesson that I've used 10,000 plus times. I know that sounds a lot, but I've been teaching for 37 years. To do this, the magical framework, to get people to fall in love with wanting to be physically healthy. See, we've got a problem. We've got a challenge. This is probably the better way to describe it. I have a position statement, two position statements that sound almost identical. Position statement number one, the biggest public health crisis of the 21st century is something, and the biggest public health problem of the 21st century is something. They almost sound identical. However, here's the definitive difference, and you'll see that the magical framework is applied to the second one. So the biggest public health crisis of the 21st century is that we have two in three adults that carry excess weight. We have 18 million people globally having a cardiovascular event, a heart attack or stroke or something similar that causes their death immediately. And we have diabetes growing from around 450 million people, as I record this, worldwide, to in the next, less than the next decade, over 740 million people will be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And we have a cluster of diseases called metabolic disease, also growing out of control, the big four. That's the biggest public health crisis of the 21st century. That's what everybody's trying to tackle. That's what the perfect health lesson that you've spent an hour with me on right now is able to reduce by between 30 to 54% the outcomes of the biggest public health crisis, those four things. But the biggest public health problem is definitely, sounds almost the same, but it is not. The biggest public health problem is this: we cannot get people to fall in love with wanting to be physically healthy. I began to look deeply into this problem when our son was born. My wife and I, we were staggeringly old, first-time parents. We're almost both 45 years old when our son, born by natural godlike intervention, literally no fertility treatment, no planning, no anything, in our mid-40s, we were so blessed. When our son was born in 2009, here's the question I had, the reason I began looking into the biggest public health problem of the 21st century. Would my son, born in 2009, turn out like his grandfather, whom he could never meet? Now, if you've never gone through any of my previous lessons and recordings and web classes and the Outsmart classroom, if you've never seen anything, my father passed away suddenly, catastrophically, at age 46, from a massive heart attack. I won't go into how all of that happened and went the whole story, but would my son turn out to be the same? My grandfather, his great-grandfather, died at 59 from a sudden massive heart attack. You think, oh, that's genetics, it's in the lineage, the family tree. No. Catastrophic cardiovascular events, premature death, almost overwhelmingly are caused by negative molecular and physiological health adaptations that the perfect health lesson solves dramatically, significantly, helps to lower the risk of complications. So I wanted to begin working on, in around 2009, by that stage I'd been teaching for, well, since 1985 to 2009, however many years that is, 24 years, something like that. I've been teaching over nearly two and a half decades at that stage when my son was born. I started working on this 10-minute lesson I called The Magical Framework, how to get people to fall in love with wanting to be physically healthy. I came up with a set of steps that would draw people in to wanting to become physically healthy over their lifetime. Whether it's young learners who are primary school children, elementary school children, if you live in America, or whether it's high school kids that I teach, or middle school, high school, if you live in America. We've got lots of listeners to this, The Perfect Health Lesson, in the United States. We're now up to 96 different countries listening to this audio program. So I came up with a set of steps. I tried it out in classes with a group of, on average, 30 students at a time. I adjusted those steps and I tried it out again. I adjusted those steps and tried it out again in class with real face-to-face learners. See, I'm not someone who's a theory-oriented person. I have done this over and over and over. I adjusted it again. And I have done it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, probably thousands of times, since 2009 when I first started working on the magical framework. Today, I've completely perfected it. A set of steps, five steps, in a 10-minute lesson that gets people towards falling in love with wanting to be physically healthy and takes them somewhere at the end of the lesson, by the way. It's the conclusion of the perfect health lesson. So here are the steps. I've got a diagram here that I'll put a link in the notes. You can download this diagram. The magical framework, how to get people to fall in love with wanting to be physically healthy. Let me read out the steps, then I'll tell you the story of a real life example, because I've just used this. Like, I don't even have to think about it. It rolls off my tongue because I use it day after day after day. So here's step number one. Have you represented? Step number two. What does it take? Step number three. Can anyone represent? Step number four. The one thing anyone can do today. And number five. Step five. Students love this and fans of it. It's called the Star Wars effect. The magical framework, here's the five steps of the magical framework. Have you represented? What does it take? Can anyone represent? The one thing anyone can do today, the Star Wars effect. All right, rather than break them all down, and I'm just going to give you a story about the lessons that I've delivered that use the magical framework. And you will see what each of those five steps mean. And then we're going to wrap up here, the perfect health lesson. Okay, so let me set the scene for you. I might have 30 adults in front of me, 30 teenagers, or 30 primary school young children. Okay, so no matter what their age group is, I'll just adjust the language a little bit. For the sake of this particular example, let's just imagine there's 30 teenagers, about 18 years of age, about to leave school. This is what I do. Sit them down in front of me, and I say, here's my first question, everybody. Put your hand up if you have represented at any sport, at any, that doesn't matter what level, and this actually happened, by the way, put your hand up if you represented at any sport. So about this group of 30 people, instantly, about six or seven hands go up. And I just point to that person. I say, what have you represented at? Softball. What have you represented at? Soccer. What have you represented at? Rugby league. For those of you who are overseas listeners and you don't know what rugby league is, it's one of the codes of football in Australia. Might be similar to NFL in America, for example. So if you're, because we've got 96 countries here, rugby league, it's a pretty tough sport. What have you represented at? Basketball, to the next person. What have you represented at, to the next person? It goes on through six or seven or eight people. And then the last person I got to in this one particular day, this is when I knew I had the magical framework down pat. The person said, baseball. So then I said, okay, fantastic. I then said, what level have you represented at in your sports? So one says, I've represented for my local team. Another one says, oh, I've represented the region for athletics, for track and field. Another one says, oh, I've represented the state for basketball. Then I had this one person, one student one time, who said to me that they had just got back. This is a big deal for an Australian boy, by the way, Australian athlete. They had just got back 2 weeks ago from representing Australia at baseball. I went, what? Tell me that again. You just got back. He said, oh, yeah, I was just on ESPN Sports, because the Australian junior boys baseball team had just been on ESPN Sports and we just represented in the World Youth Baseball Championships. I go, wow. So that was phenomenal. I was pretty excited to be able to work with a young person who'd just done that, because I love sport. I love health more now than I love sport, but I still love sport. So then I said to all these students, I said, okay, here's the question I've got. What does it take for each person to go up to the different levels in a particular sport? So let's just pick on the baseball. I said, if you represent at the local level, why can't you represent at the Australian level? And these young people get it instantly. And you listening to this will get it too. They started talking about the skills. They said, oh, you've got to be able to throw. In baseball, you've got to be able to throw incredibly fast. And I'll just call, this is not the name of the person, but I'll just call this person Robert, the name of my son. I'll just use the name of my son, okay? Let's say I said that Robert's the baseballer who represented Australia. Just got back from being overseas in America, which is a big deal for any Aussie kid to be able to fly to the mecca of sports, particularly baseball, and go and represent Australia in the World Youth Championships. Let's say, and I said to the rest of the group of learners, the rest of the students, I go, why can't everybody, because this is the next part of the framework, why can't everybody do what Robert did? And they said, oh, because you've got to be able to throw properly at a great, much faster than other people. You got to be able to be way more accurate with your throwing. You have to be pretty quick between the bases. You have to understand the game at a higher level than, say, just representing at the local level or the regional level or the state level. You have to be able to bat really well. And there's a whole bunch of, and this just comes down to, can anybody represent at the national level? And the answer is, they all knew it instantly. No. Because despite how much you try, if you can't pick up the prerequisite skills to compete at the same level as the other people who have got those skills, then you won't represent at the national level. Your top level might be the regional level, might be a zone level, might be just a local community level, might be just your high school team. So no, not everybody can represent, which is step number 3 of the magical framework. Then what I do, as I say, I'm about to show you something that proves every single person sitting in front of me can do one thing today which will drive down their clinical risk of obesity, excess weight, catastrophic cardiovascular events, heart attacks and strokes, diabetes and metabolic disease. There's one thing you can do today. And then, they obviously, the learners are in front of me going, well, what's this one thing? And I talk about something called, and I'm not going into detail in this particular lesson, I talk about something called your active heart fitness score. And I explain that medicine, doctors worldwide, thousands of different PhDs, vascular medicine doctors, exercise physiologists, cardiologists, the list goes on, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, in thousands of peer-reviewed, published medical research journals, esteemed medical boards, esteemed gold standard medical organizations like the American Heart Association, have found if you raise your active heart fitness score, you will drive down your clinical risk of the big four that I've mentioned already: obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke, diabetes and metabolic disease. It is completely inarguable. If you raise your active heart fitness score, you will do this. You will drive down your clinical risk. So then I say to them, we're going to go out right now from this lesson, and we get up and we start walking out to a court or a field, and I'm going to show you how we're going to use your heart rate, and we're going to raise your active heart fitness score in the next 10 minutes. And then we go out and we start doing it. So immediately, I switch students using the magical framework. I have switched people from thinking they can never be at low clinical risk because of the big four. Because look at all the adults around you. If you're a young person, you're going, well, that's what lies ahead of me. 70% of adults are overweight or have complications from overweight or obesity, heart attack and stroke, diabetes or metabolic disease. And if it's not all of those things, it's one of them or two of them. I won't go into more details about the data. But within 10 minutes, I'm actually showing them, using the magical framework, of how they can use their heart rate to drive down their risk by raising up something called their active heart fitness score. Every time I do this, they get it. Every single lesson. It's like, it's unbelievable to watch. When you see it happen in real life, before your very eyes, and they go, oh, so improving my personal physical health status and lowering my risk is not related to how skilled I am. That's the whole point of the lesson. It's not related to how much talent I have. It's related only to my active heart fitness score. And there's not a person that I've ever sat down with who can't raise their active heart fitness score. Not one. Everybody can raise their active heart fitness score to a point where you're classified as medically healthy. It's not an athlete standard. It's a medical standard that causes your body to have positive molecular and physiological health adaptations so you get less sickness, less disease, and less risk of premature death. That's the magical framework. It is really cool to watch in real life. But then the final part is called the Star Wars effect. I'm going to do this in a brief version. The Star Wars effect is, how did George Lucas be able to get people interested in Star Wars back in the 1970s, and how did he get it to take off so well? And he did it this way. He began to immerse them with three different methodologies, and I'll just explain this in the briefest way possible. He used something, and I learned this from a software developer, actually. He used something called the hook story offer method. What does that mean? In the very first Star Wars poster, there was a tagline, a hook. That's what a hook is, to get you interested. The hook was, if you were around when I was a kid, and if you've ever seen the original Star Wars poster, it said this, in a galaxy far, far away. I'm not a Star Wars fan, by the way. My son is, but I'm not. In a galaxy far, far away. That's one of the hooks that he used. Then you see a trailer for the movie. That's the initial story to get people interested. But it's not the only story, meaning it's not the only version of a trailer. And it's not the only hook. In a galaxy far, far away is not the only hook. Lucas used multiple hooks, multiple stories. The offer, come and buy a ticket to my movie. Come and buy a ticket to my movie. It's appearing. Come and buy a VHS video, if you're old enough to know what that is, by the way. A cassette video. Used to plug into a machine. Big square thing. Come and buy a DVD of my movie. Then he expanded his hook story offer over time and created all these other stories. Now, Star Wars is a never-ending universe and saga of stories. But they still use a hook. They still use a story. And they use the offer. Come and watch my cartoon. Come and watch my streaming series called The Mandalorian. That's how I know a lot about Star Wars now, because my son is into The Mandalorian, the TV series that's on Disney Plus. So the Star Wars effect is this. It's great to be able to get people walking up to the start line, which is what the magical framework is. But the Star Wars effect is, how do you keep them interested long term? I think Star Wars came out in 1977. What is it today? 2023, as I record this particular perfect health lesson and wrapping it up. The Star Wars effect has been going all that time. What is that? Is that 46 years? No, more than that. Yeah, 46 years is how long the Star Wars effect is going. And it's more popular. I would argue today it's more popular than ever. Hook, story, offer. That's as deep as I'll go on that whole, the framework, the magical framework. Inside my Outsmart classroom, I dive right into the Star Wars effect much deeper. Because for those who want to learn about it and apply it to helping you to fall in love with wanting to be physically healthy. So let's wrap up this perfect health lesson. Where to go to from here? Go to this webpage, outsmart1.com/classroom. There's a link in the lesson notes. Outsmart one, as in the number one, not the word one. Outsmart1.com/classroom. Go to the link. It's easier. It's here that you begin to take on the Star Wars effect and immerse yourself in the world that I call the new science of physical health. The perfect health lesson is my 1 hour lesson that gives you exactly what you need to outsmart the complications of obesity, catastrophic cardiovascular events, the number one cause of sickness, disease, and premature death, diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and metabolic disease. Use the algorithm, DocSmart, and the metabolic analyzer, and you will, capital letters, underline bold, experience a clinical decrease in risk by between 30 to 54%. I dive into why I can back that up inside the classroom and other lessons. I cannot wait to share with you what I've created inside the Outsmart classroom. It's so exciting for me to watch people and see their epiphany as they go, oh, anyone can. Anyone can achieve being classified as medically healthy and at lower risk of complications from those big four. Been great sharing with you here in the Perfect Health Lesson. It's a great start. And it's a great way to get you involved in the new science of physical health. Bye for now.